How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while. I have been a busy dude. I'm tired, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit tired, but it's okay. I have made a commitment, and so far I'm enjoying it. But you probably saw the title. I have decided I am not going to swear anymore. It's a 20-year habit. Yeah, I was young when I started. Long-time habit. I'm going to stop. It's been a good experience so far. I've been slipping up. You know, that happens. Sometimes we get frustrated and we say a word that just feels like it makes everything better, but it doesn't, you know. What motivated me to do it wasn't really someone else. It's literally just me. I don't know what the word to describe that is. It probably makes me sound like a jerk anyway. But I'm doing it literally just because I know I can. But I've noticed looking around online at stuff, you know, even on LinkedIn, you see people you can relate to at one point in your life. But not now. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Probably like kids. You look at children and you can relate to being a kid at one point in your life. And now you can't relate to it anymore. I see people that are fighting battles I used to fight. And I don't mean necessarily financially or business or whatever. Just emotionally fighting battles I used to fight. And I realize I can't relate to them anymore. And I'm happy that I'm happy I don't relate to them anymore, but I feel bad that they're going through that. And part of me wants to help, but part of me remembers when I was in those situations, I wasn't ready to hear the truth. And I know they're not either. When you tell them the truth, you're the bad guy. They're not immature, you're a bad person. And it's best to just walk away and let them learn. Just like kids, right? Human beings are mostly emotionally 5 years old. Most of them are. But I've decided I'm going to stop doing it. I got to thinking about it and I was like, you know, I don't live like people like that. I don't look like people like that. I don't have the attitude of people like that. I don't walk like people like that. I don't think like people like that. I don't eat like people like that. I don't drink like people like that. I don't smoke anything. But there's no reason to talk like people like that. There was always kind of this thing where it meant absolutely nothing to me. I've always been one of those people, it's just words. You know, those words they don't carry the intensity to me they carry to someone else. But come a long way. I cannot relate to people who talk that way at all. The only thing relatable is how they talk. I talk like them. And I never really placed any value on it. Because at the end of the day, I can deliver on a very high level. At the end of the day, when I show up, everyone knows everything's going to be better because I showed up. Life's going to be easier. Results are going to be achieved. And you're not going to have to work half as hard because I'm there. So I don't worry about how I talk or what anybody thinks. What matters is what I'm able to deliver. And that's always been my attitude. I will deliver the results regardless. But I'll tell you the benefits I've seen so far. And this is something that's a fact. How we communicate to ourselves. There's external communication and there's external communication. How we communicate with other people and ourselves is a big factor in the quality of our lives and what goes on in our head. Now, I've always been careful to not say, I'm having a horrible day, when the truth is, I'm kind of having a bad day. There's been a couple of things that, you know, weren't so great. I've tried to not blow it out of proportion and say today sucks, because that's not true, you know. And when you say today sucks, you start to convince yourself that today sucks. And just the past few days, backing off of the cussing and knocking it off. My heater just turned on. I'm glad that happened. That'll ruin the recording. Not really. That's just one of those things. That's how easy it is to do that. But I've noticed that calming the language down has calmed me down. And I don't really know how to describe it other than, which I've told you all, I'm a day trader. Day trading, swing trading, options trading. I do a lot of stuff. Real estate, you know. But it's calmed me down so much that high pressure situations aren't as high pressure, if that makes sense. And people can experience things differently. But just knocking that stuff off, I think it's removing, and that's what's selling myself on it, is it's removing emotional reactions, because I'm not a really emotional person. I care deeply for other people. I have emotions, I suppose, but I'm not one for an outburst. I'm just very blunt. Very, very blunt. I speak very frankly. And removing the swears is just kind of, it's removing the outburst. Because I'm not one to have an outburst, throw a fit, get outraged, something offended me. I'm not one for that. But I would say a cuss word. And now I'm not doing that at all. You know, and some people would say that is an outburst, but I would calmly say a cuss word. It was, you know, and it intensified the situation enough to whatever level it was on. Now it doesn't, is what I'm getting at. It's totally gone. There's nothing intensifying the situation at all. So I'm not having any effect on myself where I may be making it just that little bit worse. But that's a long-winded ramble, I guess. Next, I'm going to make a YouTube video about what dopamine does and serotonin and oxytocin and how it holds us back in life. People will call me a thought leader. Anyhow, that's very cynical, right? But I'm going to knock it off. I've probably slipped up in this recording if I have. You know, I'm not going to edit it out. I'm going to own every failure. But I'm knocking it off. I'm knocking it off. I'm not going to keep doing it. Not going to keep doing it, and in the back of my mind, I know that's going to create even more distance between me and people I used to try and help. That part I have mixed feelings about. I want to create that distance. I want to go on, you know, and have a great life, and do great things, and I already do, but I want to go even more. Why not? You know, you only live once. You know, really live it. That's my adventures. I like that stuff. It's not about greed. It's about how far can I go? What's within my ability? You know, what's 100% of me? What can that do? That's what it's about. But on the other hand, I'm like, man, I don't know if I ever made that huge difference in someone's life. I know that I have for some people. I can name those people. I know for a fact what I've done for them. But I wonder if I ever truly had an effect on them, because I've tried really hard. I've put more time into others than I have myself, definitely. Creating that distance is something I have mixed emotions about, because it means I'm going to move on and be meeting new people. And it sounds melodramatic, but when you make little tiny shifts in life, and it's happened enough that I have this kind of faith in it. When you make a little tiny shift in life, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you've got a totally different life. A little shift, not swearing. Now when you speak, there's a different kind of person whose ears open. Before, maybe their ears closed, someone else is opened. Now you're changing who's listening, you know? And I don't think anybody's ever going to listen to my podcast, but and that's okay. I take back nothing I've ever said on this podcast. I apologize for zero. Every word I've told you is true. You've got to not be weak. You have to be able to hear that. Sometimes life is negative. Just like on the stock market, when people tell you they don't lose money, never lose money, there's no risk, you're always going to win, you'll always be profitable, you're going to lose. You're the mark in the room. You're the beginner. You're the rookie. You're the greenhorn, whatever people want to say. You're the one who has no idea, and they're using you and they're selling you something. When people tell you that there's no negative in life, don't be negative. Don't think about the negative. Be positive. Think positive. Positive thinking. You're living a life of denial. You're telling yourself lies. And I promise you, bad things are happening to you that you don't know about yet that are going to surface one day. You must be strong enough to hear it, or you will always follow the herd. That's the truth. I take back nothing I've ever said. I'm proud of every swear word. I'm proud of every offensive thing I've said. I'm proud of it because I have what it takes between my legs to tell the truth and try and help people genuinely rather than just sell you another virtual webinar meeting seminar thing, seven-figure passive positivity business on Instagram. I care enough for free to pay money to put on a show like this, knowing that nobody's going to listen to it but one might, and put that out there for free, no matter what anybody ever says about me, I maybe helped one person. At one time, I was that one person. But when you stop swearing, that little shift, now there's a different group of people whose ears open. Now you're saying something else, and somebody else is going to hear you. And I know that little shift is going to take me a long way. It's really going to take a different turn. There's going to be a bend in my path, you know. I'm drinking coffee, excuse me. I don't edit this out. It doesn't matter, right? You should have coffee too. I drink black coffee, but I grind my own coffee. I'm not into the $13 Starbucks lattes. I'm not a big fan. I've tried them. I'm not being cynical. I've tried them. Just not a big fan. As I've gotten older, I like black coffee. I used to pour a ton of milk and a ton of sugar, and I had one of those drinks. When I was a kid, we didn't call it a latte. It was just, that was how you liked your coffee. But now it's got a special name and it costs way more money. But for those of you out there who maybe cuss like a sailor, and I'll give you an idea, like, I'm 31, and people think that there's this stereotype around people my age that we're all weak, and we all sit around playing Pokemon cards, and we're a bunch of idiots. When I hang out with, like, Navy, Marines, oh, man, we hit it off. And it's because I'm a roughneck, just like they're rough. Like, I took up golf recently. And I used to be a big fan of tennis, but I don't care so much about it. I still like tennis, but golf appeals more today for whatever reason. And I took a little road trip with a friend of mine. Went down to Panama City Beach, Florida. I like where I live better, but Panama City Beach is pretty awesome. We go into Dick's Sporting Goods and I meet this woman in there. She's a golf professional, and man, this woman's awesome. This is like, she's my kind of gal, And she told me she's former Navy, and I was like, yeah, that's why we're hitting it off. We're just in there just being rough, talking about golf. But anyhow, for those of you who cuss like a sailor, you will find that if you'll stop that, and I'm not going to judge you, of course not. I don't judge anybody for anything. I say cuss like a sailor. Let people be offended. Oh my God, that language. Oh. If it's not that, it's something else. It's racism in a show from 1991. It's some girl with a mustache. She heard the Pledge of Allegiance and she thinks that it's a cult. There's always something somebody's complaining about. So cuss like a sailor. Let it all out. Vent your frustrations. I certainly have, right? Let it all out. The thing is don't hurt people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't hurt people. You want to cuss like a sailor, rant and rave? Hey, go for it. Don't hurt people. I mean, physically, actually don't hurt people. You know what I'm saying? Don't say hateful stuff to people, especially who don't deserve it. But, you know, it's easy to stereotype people. It's easy to get angry. If you're one of those people in those bad situations, like I was once in my life, where you're around awful people, you know, vent your frustrations. But don't throw gas on the fire and make everything worse. I certainly never did that. Don't throw gas on the fire and make everything worse. There's some people, you know, you just got to tell them how it is. But I'm going to be honest with you. And this is me being very transparent with you. I've told a lot of people how it is. And I mean thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I've never held back, man. I am not afraid to look a crowd in the face and tell them how it is. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm going to take another drink of coffee. It does not work. At the end of the day, they're going to walk away from you. And what you did was you gave them more emotional fire. It's another random chemical that is the the hormonal cocktail that is that human being. They are going to walk away from you. And now they've got just a little bit more crazy because they're going to take that little thing you said and they're going to make it huge because it's what they do. And they're going to go to someone else and take that little bit of fuel you put in their tank. They're going to go ruin their day too. That's what they're going to do. You're never going to make them good. There's no way to do it. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, man, you can't be nice to those people. You can't be mean to them either. That's what they are. So, would I recommend not swearing anymore? Yeah, I would. Not for them, though. Not because, well, you shouldn't say those things. Jefferson, people don't like it. I don't care about that stuff at all. And it's clear that I don't care about that. And I'm guilty of not having enough respect for those people. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit on the rough side when it comes to that. It's for you. It will calm you down. The way we communicate within ourselves, just thinking, if you think a line, a sentence, and that line is just like 18 cuss words all in one breath, man, it makes you feel better for the moment. But it doesn't do anything. And I've always known that. And I never really felt like it had, I never felt like it dragged me down. But when I tried not doing it, well, I'm not trying, I have been doing it. When I don't do it, it's not, well, now this isn't dragging me down anymore. Not at all. It's, man, I can go even further. It was never dragging me down. But I feel like without it, it's an improvement. It's the other direction entirely. You know what I'm saying? It's you shed something that doesn't serve you, and now there's room for something that does, and you go a little bit further forward. That's where I'm coming from with that. I say cuss, man, wear it out. I think it's good to sit around and just complain sometimes, but you can't do it to the point that you feed each other's fire and you drag each other down. You know what I'm saying? I've always said the worst thing in the world for depressed people is to sit in a room full of depressed people and talk about being depressed. You're not leaving that room less depressed, I promise. You will be more depressed. People walk out of the room and it's that euphoria. It's like, oh, this is so much fun. And then they go home and do something crazy, you know. You really don't want to make it that. But just maybe try. Go one day. See what happens. If you don't like it, man, you can always cuss. Cuss words will be there, I promise. They're not. We haven't banned those yet. Only straws. You know what I'm saying? I'm just joking. I live on the ocean, and I don't like pollution any more than the next guy. I just thought it was hilarious when they first did that. They put paper straws and plastic wrappers. An emotionally fueled decision. People who think the way to fight pollution and plastic and things like that is to act totally insane on an app on their phone, because that'll fix it. Send each other links. Oh my God, look at what China's doing. Have a panic attack and then video themselves having a panic attack and put it on the internet, put hashtag words hurt, you know, drag that cause down, because we are actually talking about how words hurt right now. But we're doing it in a manner that, you know, we don't need lithium and Xanax to do it. People think that's how you solve your problems. It's not. But give it a shot. Give it a shot. If you don't want to give it a shot, I understand. Laugh at me when I slip up. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm making it a comedy show. I'm going to fix this mic and it's going to bleed all over the show. God, it's going to ruin everything. There we go. I bet that was noisy. Or maybe not. Maybe this thing's not as cheap as I think it is. But it is going to be a comedy show. I am going to have some fun with it. I'm telling you, I really am. Because I know how to do it. I know how to like break habits like that. You know, you want to, instead of swearing, what you want to do, you could try this because this is effective, I'm telling you. What you want to do is anytime you would normally swear, you have to be able to catch yourself. That's why I say you're going to slip, I'm going to slip. But you catch yourself, and whatever bad word you say, you're going to replace it with something so ridiculous, so hilarious, and I mean silly, like a child would think it's funny. It's like your 2-year-old will tell you it was silly what you just said. You really want to put some goofy stuff in there. Like, just say something else entirely. Like, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this, but when my oldest nephew was born, I slipped up one time. He was learning how to talk, and I went, "Jesus Christ." He went, "Cheese and rice." I said, "Yeah, buddy, cheese and rice." He's 14 now, and we still say that around him, me and his dad. But you got to put crazy stuff in there, silly stuff. I have a feeling that some people would struggle to do it that way because it kind of takes the tough guy aspect away from it. But that's what you want. You know, you want to take the benefits that you're getting away from it and you want to add this other benefit. I promise you're going to enjoy laughing so much more than being a hardcore dude. Cussing does not, or swearing, however you say it, whatever the more educated, you know, more educated, proper word to use. Swearing does not make you a tough guy. It doesn't. They're just words. You got to remember that. You got to stick to your story if you're like me and you say that. They don't make you hard. They don't make you cool. They don't make you awesome. They don't make you any of that stuff. They don't make you tough. Just like they don't hurt anybody and they don't do anything. It doesn't matter. You can't have two stories that conflict with each other. They really are meaningless. They do nothing for you. So why not put something funny in there and enjoy it instead? That's a good way to think. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to conflicting beliefs. Isn't it amazing how, oh, it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you got to be hard. You got to be hard, right? Some people struggle with that. But anyhow, this has went a lot longer. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas if you're still paying attention. Probably not, but if you are, if anybody is, I really hope you had the best Christmas ever. Turn off the news. Turn off the TV. Stop absorbing trash. Buy some books. Buy some books. Start learning things. Don't invest in hedge funds and mutual funds. Don't. Just don't, please. God Almighty. Be smart. do something great. We're going into the new year. I hate New Year's resolutions. I hate them. People don't even know what a resolution is. They set a goal they're never going to achieve and they call it a resolution. That's not a resolution. Not at all. I hate New Year's resolutions, but make plans for your future. When I started lifting weights and eating, and I gained about, well, the most weight I ever gained was, gosh, 70 pounds, 74 pounds. Right now, I'm up about 55 pounds above where I was when I started. Put on a lot of good weight, feel good. You know, when I started that, I said, F New Year's resolutions, start right now. If you're sitting there talking about a New Year's resolution, and this is me coaching you a little bit. If you're sitting there talking about your New Year's resolutions right now, but you're waiting until New Year's, you're already making excuses about why you're not going to do it. When New Year's comes, then you won't have time. Well, you know, it's the holidays. Everybody's coming back to work. You're already making excuses. So if you're one of these gym people that are going to go to the gym for a week and then never go back, you should already be in the gym. You should already be in the gym. The fact that you haven't went already means you're probably one of the people that are going to fail. And if you don't want to fail, go to the gym before New Year's. Start right now, not later. Stop putting it off. Just go. I promise you're going to be really happy about it. It's amazing what you can accomplish in just a few weeks if you'll just get started and stop putting it off. Make little tiny changes like that. Like not waiting until New Year's for your New Year's resolution. Why does that matter? Why is that so significant that you're not already taking action? Why are you not just going? If it meant something to you, you'd already be doing it. Just take off and go. Take off and go. A little shift, like not putting it off. A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that little shift will create a totally different life for you. And you'll look back and you'll go, you know, that itty bitty little decision was the thing that changed it all for me. I promise. But anyhow, I'm going to pop off here. Market will be opening up soon. Got to get everything booted up. Got to get ready. Got to go drink some more coffee. I'm getting ready to start taking in more food. Going to get really serious about lifting weights. During the winter time, we eat a lot more rice, a lot more sweet potatoes. We put on some weight, you know. Keep the muscles strong. Keep the body healthy. Going to get pretty serious for a few weeks. You know, going to tighten it all up, keep the muscles full, going to feel good. It's going to be great. Really is. And if I've said a bunch of swears in this, if I slipped and you heard me, enjoy laughing, laugh it up. At one time, people laughed at me. And then 5 years later, I had a pretty amazing life because I stayed the course. You'll slip along the way. It's okay. Trust me. Trust me. Just know that it's coming. Just like with the stock market, just like with life, there's going to be negatives. You're going to lose money sometimes. Going to happen. Stay on course. But anyhow, hope you had a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Enjoy it. Commit to a year with exponentially less crazy in it. You know, turn off social media, especially those stupid apps. I promise you are 99% of all the frustration in your life. You don't know it yet, but they are. You don't know it yet, but they are. When you put them away, everything's going to change for you. Those are awful, awful creations. They really are. Get rid of them. Well, I just do it because I want to talk to you. You can call your family. You can call your friends. Okay, that's not why you do it. You do it because someone might like your picture. They've got you a hook, line, and sinker. Or you do it because you're nosy and you like keeping tabs on people. You got to see what everybody else does. Look at all this crazy people. Look at all this trash on here. Look how awful they are. Look how great I am. Significance. You're doing that. That's what you're doing. And if I know you're doing that, then everybody knows you're doing that. Your kids know you're doing that. Your husband or your wife knows you're doing that. Your parents know you're doing that. Your friends know you're doing that. Your boss knows you're doing that. Everybody knows you're doing that. It's not invisible. You were exposed the very first time you ever did it. Cut that crap off. You don't need it. If you want to see family, go see them. And enjoy your life. You only got one. It's awesome out there. Go see all the stuff you've never seen. Go to the Grand Canyon. Go to Niagara Falls. Go see all the stuff you haven't gotten to see yet. Enjoy. Life's wonderful. I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening if you did. And hopefully you learned something from what I share. See you next time.